613-10 WIBA and Everyday Outdoor Living, brought to you by The Bruce Company. You can learn more about The Bruce Company on their fantastic website, brucecompany.com. That's brucecompany.com. Facebook, social media, including Instagram and Pinterest, we learned the other week.
Yeah.
Bruce Company, find them there. Lisa, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I can't complain at all. We've got a lot of exciting stuff to talk about. Looking forward to the holidays. We're going to talk about all the stuff going on at The Bruce Company there. We're also going to take a look back at this past weekend because everything kicked off officially over the week, actually on Thursday of last week, getting ready for the season. So we'll get a review of that. And of course, the greatest thing on the show is a chance to pick Lisa's mind, pick her brain. Got anything on your mind about what's going on in the garden, indoors or out? You got some plants inside the house. Maybe you've got some questions about them. What's the term I'm thinking of? The A word, the acclimating to, there it is.
Oh, there you go.
To the indoors. Maybe you've got some questions there. Lisa can answer those questions for you. Telephone number 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can find The Bruce Company, the Middleton Garden Center, right at 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street. And again, phone lines are open for you at 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. We'll get you on the air with Lisa Briggs from The Bruce Company. And looking at the forecast.
Oh, yeah.
Tough to...
I know. I see the snow word in a couple of these.
I don't want to think about the snow word. And you have, how many, have we talked about this on the show? How many apps do you have for weather on your phone?
Like nine.
Nine. Do they always concur or do they often?
Oh, they're always a little off. But some of them are just for entertainment. There's one called Weather Kitty and it just meows at me.
Like having a real kitty, because that's basically like
all it does is tell you the temperature, but it meows. Yeah, so I don't know. It's amusing.
So I look at today. 46, not a bad day for fall. 54 tomorrow for Election Day. I mean, 63 on Wednesday, Lisa. Good time to get out and get stuff taken care of, whether you're cleaning up from this past season or prepping for spring. It's a good time to get out there, isn't it?
Yeah, so there are things you can do. Certainly, if you want to plant spring blooming bulbs, you can do that. Perfect weather for that. We've got tulips and some things at the store. I think we're getting close to being out of daffodils, but we've got a good selection of spring blooming bulbs. Also, the holiday bulbs have come in too. So if you want to pick up amaryllis kits or paper whites, if you like the smell of paper whites.
It feels like every late spring we get calls from people about daffodils and people talking about how beautiful they are and wanting.
Right, and when can I get them? Do you have them? Right, and the time to get them is now.
Today, yes.
So they're hardy bulbs and you put them in the fall because they need a chill period.
Oh, do they?
Yes.
They got to chill.
They have to chill.
and they do well. Obviously, they the winter and getting all ready, they do very well. But you got to protect them from if you've got those little vermin like squirrels.
Squirrels and chipmunks will take out some things, not everything. They do like tulip bulbs, though. So if you...
Everything likes tulips. Deer, squirrels, chipmunks.
So you can combat that, though, by spraying, you know... After you plant them, you can spray some repellent around the area that'll keep them away. Or you can just, if you have them in a space in your garden and you've sort of naturalized them in there, you can take a piece of chicken wire and lay that over the soil because they can't dig through the chicken wire.
Madsen, for his garden, uses a thing called, he calls it stinky spray. Is that what we're talking about? Like it's like, egg yolk and some other
Yeah, you could
weird...
use Liquid Fence is one. The other one is called Repels All. And then there's Tomcat, which you can spray right on the bulbs.
Oh.
So there are a number of choices.
Okay.
But basically, you're just trying to keep them away.
Dissuade them from even,
I always thought that when you're planting tulips, they're like little husks that fall off. It's like breadcrumbs.
You're like leaving a trail.
So I've always thought that it would be important to clean that stuff up.
Yes.
It's like, hello, we just planted bulbs here.
And speaking of cleanup, it's a good time with you know, yeah, again, looking at the forecast, get things
kind of... Yeah, clean up your leaves, although we were dismayed to discover yesterday that there is no more leaf pickup in our neighborhood.
Oh, no.
And the leaves were really late this year.
Yeah. And with the wind we had over, they all came down at once. It was one day they're you know, they're turning and they're ready to come down. And then the wind came through and they're gone. So.
Yeah. So, so rake the leaves off your lawn. You can leave them in your gardens if you want to do that. If you have a veg garden that you're letting go fallow over the winter, you can always put those, spread the leaves there and then put like a black sheet of plastic over it that'll sort of speed up the decomposition under there.
A little heat, a little humidity under there.
Yeah, you can work that into your soil in the spring. But do take them off your lawn.
Mm-hmm. What should we? I know we've talked about, and we get calls, and folks will probably call this morning on this about what should be. Are there any kind of? Obviously, they're each planted in each shrubbery and all that stuff has its own different things. But some of the main ones, some of the big ones, anything that we should be aware of as far as trimming back and kind of picking through.
You'd want to take your. I like to take my perennials back in the fall. Some people wait till spring, but we had a pretty. Humid summer, so there were a lot of disease issues, so better to get that stuff out of your garden now than to have it kind of hanging around so it can reinfect next year. So if you had powdery mildew on your phlox, or if you had, you know, a bad case of rust on your crabapple, you want to clean all that up and get it out of the way. Don't compost it. Your composter's not going to be hot enough, but just, you know, bag it so you can get it to the city piles.
Get it to the right place. Good stuff, as always, from Lisa Briggs from The Bruce Company. If you got a question, you can join the conversation. Love to hear from you this morning at 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Get you on the air with Lisa Briggs from The Bruce Company. You can find The Bruce Company, of course, online, brucecompany.com. That's brucecompany.com. Stop on in, say hello. They'd love to see you right at the Middleton Garden Center of The Bruce Company, 2830 Park. Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street. We'll get a review of the open house, how things went, of course, with the holiday season kickoff. And of course, we will look forward to the coming months and just all the exciting stuff going on at the Bruce Company, as well as take your call next as Everyday Outdoor Living with the Bruce Company continues right here on 1310 WIBA. WIBA and Everyday Outdoor Living brought to you by The Bruce Company. Hanging out with Lisa Briggs from The Bruce Company. Still got time to get you on the air. 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Of course, you can learn more about The Bruce Company online, brucecompany.com. That's brucecompany.com. As well as Facebook, social media, The Bruce Company. The best thing to do, as always, is stop on in. Say hello. They'd love to see you at the Middleton Garden Center for The Bruce Company, 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street. So you had the whole Thursday through the weekend of festivities.
It was fun.
Was it great?
It was exhausting, but fun.
Oh,
yes.
You know.
Yeah. So ladies' night was Thursday, and we added another almost $500 to the money that we're raising for Geo's Garden. So we're up over 1,000. And we do have boxes out at the register. So if you stop in the store and you've got some loose change, throw it in there because Geo's Garden is a really great organization.
That is, it's a fantastic one. It's a great opportunity to have some fun, get out to the Bruce Company and help out as well. So really cool stuff. I just got an email from James. He says, Lisa, what should I do for, quote, blue hydrangeas that bloom on old growth? I have a fantastic Annabelle's, but dealing with these blue pink ones give me, I give up, he says.
Okay. So Annabelle's are super easy.
Okay.
White flowers, kind of lacy. Sometimes they're sort of more mop headed than others, but the blue / pink ones are, the color is controlled by the acidity in the soil. That it takes iron to make the pink blue, and our soil is very alkaline, and it binds up the iron that's in the soil. So if you want to change the color, that's why you're adding some kind of acidic fertilizer. It's not that the plant needs the fertilizer. Mm. All that does is control the color, and it only does that on certain varieties. Now, most of the newer varieties bloom on old wood and new wood. And so it's a little bit easier to get flowers, but some of those older varieties are kind of tough because the buds are set, they're on stems, and if we get a cold winter, they get fried. So if you've got older ones, best thing to do is to do some mulching. So once the ground is frozen, put a little pile of winter mulch on the crown of the plant to protect those buds, and that should help.
Can you, with hydrangeas, trim those back? Or
if you have, like, the PGs, those are the ones, the more woody hydrangea with the big cone-shaped flowers. Mm-hmm. Some people like to clean those up in the fall. It's a little easier to cut back those spent flowers now than in the spring. But for all those low-growing ones, you want to leave those alone and cut them back when the buds start to swell next year. Because you're going to get some winter dieback one way or another. So mm-hmm. if you've got 2 feet of plant and you're going to get 3 inches of winter dieback, it's better than cutting it back and getting it anyway. So if that makes any sense.
I've noticed a couple of people in town where I live have hydrangeas, and I don't know if it's legal or what, but they put them in the right of way, and these things get massive.
Well, some do and some don't. Like, some of the PGs do get 6, 8, 12 feet tall and wide, mm-hmm. but most of the ones that the email was talking about, those are shorter ones. Oh, okay. So and there's a lot of dieback every year anyway.
Okay.
So you're unlikely to see anything that's going to be bigger than maybe 3 feet high and wide is the most size for those blue pink ones.
Fantastic. Great email, James. Thank you for taking the time. That also reminds me, of course, if you ever want to make a call, get you on the air, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. The Bruce Company, they are at 836-7041. That's 836-7041. Online, brucecompany.com, or even better, stop on in. I'd love to see you. 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street. Look to your right, Lisa. There's something taped to the window. What does that say?
Oh, Christmas music. I've already been listening to us. We had it on over the weekend, though.
Yeah.
But I think the entire rest of the store wants it off first thing this morning. it wasn't a bad mix, either.
There's some...
I don't know. It's hard. I have about 11 hours of Christmas music in a folder.
Yeah.
So pretty soon I'm going to start carrying a little personal speaker around me, so there'll be a cloud of Christmas music wherever I go.
You've been in full swing, and obviously a lot of stuff goes, for people who don't know, behind the scenes, you start working on like your tree walk and that stuff. You've been working on that for weeks now, haven't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, we start set
up. Doesn't happen overnight?
No. We start set up at the end of August, early September. We mm-hmm. want to be ready when you are ready.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a team, but it's not a very big team. So it takes time.
Yeah.
So we do about a tree or a look a day, and there are 29 of them. So... plus a lot of other incidental stuff that has to go. And all that stuff needs to be priced and
a lot of work
arranged.
I'm noticing you've got a festive seasonal flower this morning. Yeah.
Yes, it's the season of festive pins.
Festive pins. Oh, it's fantastic. We'll talk a little bit more about all the great stuff going on at the Bruce Company just a moment. But Donna called in from McFarland. Donna, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Lisa Briggs from the Bruce Company.
Thanks very much. Good morning.
Morning.
Hi, I just had a quick question about cutting back rose bushes.
Okay.
I think they're the carpet roses, like they're just kind of more the little ones that mm-hmm. kind of, they spread or whatever.
Yep.
They seem like they've gotten pretty tall this year too, but I just wanted your advice on the path to doing the back, and then do I really need to cover them?
They don't need to be covered, Donna. Those carpet roses, there's a couple different series of them out on the market, they're super tough. Sometimes they're also called sidewalk roses. So you can, if you've got big long canes that you want, you know, that are just sort of out of bounds, you can go ahead and take those out now. But as far as any major cutting or trimming back, I would wait till spring. You're going to, like hydrangeas, you're going to get some die back depending on how the temps go this year and what kind of snow cover we get. So you might as well cut back from where you are now in the spring. So usually around end of March, early April, you'll start to see some buds swelling. And then at that point, that's when you can take off whatever is dead.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. Perfect. I will leave them be. And they're still doing really well.
It's they're probably still flowering a little bit.
They are.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Donna, thanks for the call. Great question. I did not know that they'd still be flowering.
Well, it just depends on the weather. Yeah. A lot of the new ever-blooming roses will just keep on blooming till it's too cold to do
it. Oh, nice.
Speaking
of two things, too cold, not too cold, if you plant a new tree, shrub, still be watering, right?
Yes, you're going to want to water until the ground freezes, especially anything that you planted this year.
Okay.
So, yeah, keep your hoses out or get it one of the tree gators that you can fill with water and they'll drip through.
Those nice sacks that hang on the side. Yeah.
Yeah, you see those a lot in municipalities when they plant new trees in the terraces.
And super convenient.
Hang a sack.
You guys have them at the Bruce Company, don't you?
We did in the summer. I can't promise right now that we have them, but we can. You guys can contact the plant desk.
They'd love to help you.
Yes.
So let's talk what's going on at the Bruce Company. As mentioned, of course, got your tree walk up and going.
The tree walk is up and going. So that's going to be running till through Reindeer Day, which is December 11th this year. So you can stop in, pick up a ballot, pick your favorites, and then we'll randomly draw from the winning tree ballots. And you'll get a $100 gift card.
Nice.
We did a little trivia thing yesterday, which was super fun. So I think we might do it again.
Oh, is it around the store trivia?
Yes.
Oh, man.
So we just had some random questions, and I think that people had a lot of fun with it. So I think we might do that again, but I don't know when. Watch our Facebook page.
Watch the Facebook page. Bruce Company on Facebook and social media. The Bruce Company. The website, brucecompany.com. That's brucecompany.com. Best thing to do, stop on in. It is a wonderful time of year to get into the Bruce Company. 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street. That's where you'll find the Middleton Garden Center, the Bruce Company. Again, the website, brucecompany.com. That's brucecompany.com. Lisa, it's always spectacular hanging out with you. Enjoy this beautiful day.
You as well.
Guys from Troll Bites come your way next here on 1310 WIBA.